November 27th is the Watt from Pedro show. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Watt from Pedro show. We started off with How Deep is the Ocean with John Coltrane. And then we heard a cover of Madonna's Material Girl by her. Let's see, I'm here by myself in my pad. Couldn't get in a Watt from Pedro show with Brother Matt because of circumstance. Sorry about that. But when I come back, well, tomorrow I leave for Mexico City. I got a gig with the Stooges there. Be my first time in that town. And can't wait to play. Played last night with my Mizman guys, Tom Watson and Raul Morales. And it was up in Santa Monica at a comedy club. And all ages show. It was intense, like camping. But my guys played great. I'm so proud of Tom Raul. They're very happening. Very nice to me. They play with their hearts out every time. I love them. Love them much. And I got a few Missing Man gigs coming up. Maybe five or more than that. I got five scheduled for the rest of the year, but then I think seven gigs with Calvin Weston. He's come to play with some guys, and some SoCal part of the tour, West Coast tour. We've been asked to do the SoCal gigs, and so check the Hoot page, HOOTPAGE.com, or just MikeWatt.com if you want. Keep it simple. There's a pointer. It goes the same place. Anyway, Calvin, I first met him. He was playing drums for James Blood Ulmer, and the Minutemen opened for him. I remember him. He didn't even bring his drums. He just played George's kit. Man, was he wild. Stuff is great. It's beautiful. So can't wait to do that. I'm a little out of order maybe with the recording because real soon I'm doing a Black Gang album. And I'm holding off with the Missing Man recording because Nell's only got so much time. So if I don't get him now. And also just the theme of this record. It's about autumn and stuff. And so want to do that. My autumn. My day of autumn. That's what I want to call it, kind of. But, let's see. I also got some gigs with Perkins and Peter with Hellride. And they want to record. So, but that further on in the future. The gigs have firmed up more with the tour I'm going to do in February in Japan with a unit known as Brothers Sisters Daughter with Kramer on fuzz bass and Sam Bennett on drums for 11 of the gigs. There's 14 gigs total, and the last three is with Yuko Haraki. And it'll be my chance to check out the more underground scene there. Three times I've been over. Maybe I've talked about this before. I'm sorry if I have, but you know, it's been the big rock thing, so. This is in a van, and maybe sort of like a lot of the tours I've done here in the U.S. And 14 gigs in 14 days. And a band from Tokyo called Light is on all the gigs, plus a couple other bands. But Light is on all of them. And you might know Light from the Tiny Twofer CDEP. They did three songs. Funanori is a project I did. Bass with Sanshin and. Well, I just did the bass. But it's an interesting thing. And yeah, you can get iTunes of it now. If you are wary of the CD physical manifestation, you can get just the digital. Again, at the Hoot page, there's links to that. And I'll have the dates up there soon for this tiny tour of Japan in February. I was talking to Iggy. He called me a couple days ago. And, it was Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Happy to everyone. In the true spirit of it, which means remembering the folks that were here before the people from Europe and the other parts of the world came to North America. Yeah, I think Canada has one too. So, but it's on a different day. But I think, anyway, it called. And he was asking me about the tour and stuff. He also got that new Coltrane book Ben Ratcliffe wrote about. Or wrote it. It's not really a biography. It's more about like people influenced by Coltrane. And both me and Iggy are quoted in it. Iggy says he does a few pages at a time because it's dense. And I've been reading up on the Murakami. Mr. McKay, you know, passes on the books. And, yeah, it's the anthology right now. I'm almost done with. Blind Willow Sleeping Woman. That's what it's called. Blind Willow Sleeping Woman. And it's interesting to read Haruki Murakami in short story mode instead of the big dream novels. But they're just they're little dreams, naps. Anyway, I should play you some light so you can see what they're like.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. That was Lesson Burden by Now. A lesson like less than. But maybe it's lesson, huh? Like getting learned. a lesson in the burden. Burden lessening. That's my goal, to learn that one. Before that, we had the Go Team with this hard title. I never needed it now so much. And The Wind and the Trampoline by Hey Sailors. I think they're from, the Winner and the Trampoline. It's not Winter yet, but what did I say, The Wind? Sorry. I think they're from Sweden. And we started off with Tamara by Light. So, I think I even wrote Wind there. My apologies. Gomenesai, lo siento. So, let's see here. You know, I ain't leaving tomorrow. I leave the day after tomorrow. I fucked up. Which is alright, because I gotta finish another. I've been, besides getting ready for the Black Gang album, I've been doing songs. Base for songs that people have been giving me, and catching up on all that, and I have to finish Miss Peek's thing for her multimedia, I guess, instrumentals with her pictures. Yeah, all bass version of my favorite things. It's the miracle of Pro Tools, you know. Being able to do this in your pad, just putting the bass on. And I use my Moon Bass, Larry Graham model Moon Bass, for a lot of this, because I can play a full scale sitting down, much easier than at the gigs, you know, where I use the little Gibson. Yeah. I gotta put a new picture. You know, I sweat a lot. So, yeah, one of the pictures is fading. It's kind of worn. People trip on it when they see it. But, you know, it's 1963 and old wood is old wood. So you can't, like, redo that. I guess chop up an old guitar or something, old bass. I don't know, but that's a big difference with a newer model type of instrument compared to an old one. Just the age of the wood and it being all dried out and being. Also, there's a theory about it being played in the music. You know, vibrations reorient. Orientate the wood molecules in a more musical fashion. So, I don't know. I like the way she feels, really. And but she, yeah, has a good sound, good thump. I blew some clams last night, but not too bad. I didn't get to prac a lot with Tom and Raul. When do I play with him again? Next week. Yeah, I get home. I go do Miami. I do this Mexico City with the Stooges, and then I go play Miami with the Stooges, and then come back and play with Peter and Perk in Orange County. And then Raul and Tom in Orange County too, huh? Lake Forest. Pat, I never played before, the Gypsy Room. Should be interesting. I mean, anywhere is, you know. We got a Pedro gig at the end of December. La Conga. And there's a Hermosa Beach one, too. Look at the Hoot page. I hate to be so self-promotional about this. Silly. So, forget you heard all that, huh? And in fact, here's some more music.
Yeah.
From Pedro Show. Okay, we started that little block of tunage up with Remind by Noodles. And then we heard Alocasia Metallica by SPK. Nothing to do with the band Metallica. SPK, I think, stands for Surgical Penis Clinic. And they're from the old days of punk. And they were kind of a weird parallel to Throbbing Gristle and stuff. Thanks, Bob Tegan, for that. And then we heard Gaiac Fuji by Umeki Haruki. Sorry, I'm not too good at English either, so forgive me if any insult to fucking up the language. Well, look at this. Yeah, we're about finished with first hour. Now, next hour, you know, I'm here by myself, no brother Matt, so I'll be playing you a bunch of tunes. And then in the third hour, we conclude Jack Flanders and Tropical Hot Dog Night. It's the last episode. So, November 27, 2007, Watt from Pedro Show, hour one done. Hold tight for hour two. November 27, 2007. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. running from what she did not know, thinking she was all alone. And I'm gonna free her when I see her. I'm gonna free her. I can see in her mind her dark eyes. I can see her pale face. More is not allowed, and I'm gonna free her. I see her. I'm gonna free her. I'm gonna give her any of all I give, all the love needs, and for beauty she needs and feeds. She's a pure being that only exists from love. She gets trapped when she doesn't have any needs, and I'm gonna free her when I see her. And I'm gonna free her. I'll be her medicine. She'll always be in the best of health. I'll be her color. My spells of the witch to keep her from not being well in uncaring health. I can think of we'd be saying. I can think of things we do. I can see the way we be. I surely miss her unfairly do. And I'm gonna free her when I see her. And I'm gonna free her. And I'm gonna free her when I see her. And I'm gonna free her. And I'm gonna free her when I see her. I'm gonna free. Her. When I see her, I'm gonna free her.
Watt from Pedro Show. We start off the second hour with Shayu or Shayu. Maybe. Shayu by Tojiko Noriko. Again, my apologies. Fucking up people's way of speaking with my own fucked up way of speaking. Then we have Toasted by DJ Yachi, and I'm Gonna Free Her by Rocky Erickson. See, I can say Rocky and Erickson. I'm learning the other stuff too. I think I talked with Brother Matt about it last show, but I saw Rocky the day before Halloween, and he was great. He was righteous. That man, can he sing? Can he write songs? I love it. I've been paddling a lot. Seeing that I don't leave tomorrow and leave Friday, so I get another day in. Frigate came in. Along with some kind of a, I don't know, troop support thing. Two Navy boats. We're no longer a Navy base. I mean, that's the reason I came to Pedro from Virginia, was it was closer to Vietnam. There was a Navy base in Long Beach, but they closed that in the 70s and then turned the whole port into a can terminal. I think we're only behind Singapore and Hong Kong, maybe. A lot of Casio watches move through there. Asahi beer and Australian, Indonesian, Taiwanese, the whole Asian thing. Of course, the China stuff. In fact, China Shipping's got a big terminal. The Stooges guys are always making fun, you know, because, well, and I'm torn, you know. I relate. The paths were passing through to my town, so if there's a harbor involved, there's some kind of cans. I mean, we got 244 hammerheads, and the hammerheads are the crane for taking the cans off the boats or putting them on the docks. I remember Naples had two. I think so. But anyway, to some extent, you can relate a harbor to my harbor. And, yeah, I was out paddling yesterday. And those two Navy boats came in. Three tractors came out. You folks aware of tractors? A tugboat has a screw in the back. You know, the old style boat to push. Big boat, little boat. Little boat with a big motor, though. Well, innovations came about, and they figured on putting two, like, fan deals amidships, you know, instead of a screw in the back. So the helm, it's got a joystick, and that's why when you see a tractor, you can tell it right away, because there's windows all around the pilot house, because it can go in any direction. They're amazing. Anyway, these three tractors come out, and they're waiting by the Angel's Gate, and I come paddling through, and here come them Navy boats. Stay clear of them, because also the Coast Guard sends out, they got these Zydecos with machine guns and weapons on them and stuff. I don't want to be shot to death in my own port, because, you know, whatever. So I stay way clear. I stay way clear of pert near all the boats, because believe it or not, the ones that give me most trouble is the weekend guys with the speed boats and putting up wakes on me. So but the water was trippy, man. The way I mean, just recently, the last couple days, we got clear mornings enough for you get pictures of sunrise, because there'd been a marine layer and low clouds. And anyway, yesterday, the way they were made everything silver and blue and platinum-like. It was trippy. And it seemed like the water had Vaseline in it or something. I think, well, you know, there's some kind of phthalate in the harbor. But it was like viscous. Is that the word? It was a trip. I can't tell you the peace and serenity and joy resulting from being out there, being in my own little engine room. My kayak's only 9.5 foot. It's a little one, so it'll fit in the boat. And, oh, by the way, you know, I was having to carry it, because the way of the, I got a little contraption that's like a little caddy, so I could take it from the boat down to the water, you know. And the way they did this, one side of the axle had a threaded wing nut fiber, but the other side had some kind of fiber like capper with a friction kind of deal. And of course, the salt water corrodes everything, and so that popped off. So Pete Mazich, second man organ player and just great cat and excellent with fabricating, he went and drilled through, because the axle's good, stainless steel, and put a cotter pin, so I could use my little, it's called Paddle Boy, that's the brand name. So I didn't have to mount. Now, my kayak's only like 40 pounds, but after a while, it's hard to carry that thing, you know, 9.5 foot. By the way, for Thanksgiving chow, you know, I deal with my mom and sisters. And then, but Pete invited me too, so I chow with him and his mom and pop. his boy Tony and wife Lil. And I paddled to his house, though. So I'd pedal off some cows that my ma chowed me, and then coming back from Pete's, pedal a little bit there, too. But it's always great to spend time with Pete. Sometime in the future, near future, when I get time, second mini album with him and Jer. I know Jer's chomping at the bit on it. Saturday, the time before, because I paddled my kayak on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So Saturday, a lot of dolphins were in the harbor, and they were swimming all around me. It's pretty amazing. I mean, there's never danger. They're beautiful to me. And in fact, a big daddy with a little one on each side, so three of them come right for me. And you know, I bring a camera out there and stuff. It's got a little waterproof case for skin dive, but I don't skin dive. But like I said, salt water corrodes everything, so you need that stuff protected. But they come right at me, and they dove right down under, you know. So they weren't going to ram me or anything. But man, I kind of tripped, and there's a lanyard on the camera, so it goes around my neck. So I dropped it, but didn't go in the drink. But it was just a little mind blow, you know, because I wasn't really afraid. But that would have been the best shot. It's hard to get shots of them cats, because they're quick. Here's some more music.
with the doctor and the sister. I thought I'd make a safety zone. I thought I'd make a bridge, keep civility over here. I thought I'd build a safety zone. I thought I'd build a safety zone. I thought I'd bring together a hospital, a school, and my home. Sidestepping morality, that isn't me. I thought with my heart, I thought I'd build a safety zone. The Japanese in this war have brought us to our collective knees. I am asking, please, can we all agree on one thing, please? Here a proper letter sealed and sent to state the obvious. And though it seems too late, I'm asking, please, can we declare a safety zone? Dear General, may we build a safety zone? We're asking, please, may we build a safety zone? Lives fly by in a minute. Rape at the end of a bayonet. The sick and the elderly may. We build a safety zone. Lives fly by in a minute. Stuck to the end of a bayonet. Nothing to fear from here. May we build a safety zone. We're gonna starve or freeze. May we build a safety zone. Starve or freeze. May we build a safety zone. Dear General, may we build a safety zone. Starve or freeze. Starve or freeze. Starve or freeze. May we build a safety zone.
Okay. That was So Annoyed by Young People with Faces. Any of you familiar with the Buddy Rich tapes, the pep talks he would give his band after the gig would know about Young People with Faces. So he didn't want anybody in the band to wear a beard. So this is a Buddy Rich band, Young Men with Faces, not the goddamn House of David baseball team. I got the whole thing memorized. I think anybody who plays in a band should listen to those tapes. There's a link to it on the Hoot page. Before that, we had The Shake with Princes and Kings. And something new from Lou Reed before that, Safety Zone. And we started with Electric Surfin' Go-Go by Polly Sykes. What from Pedro Show? It's a Wednesday. I spend so much time playing. I'm only out for pedaling, paddling gigs and losing track somewhat of the chronological trip, huh? More music.
I'm a Santa with a sack. Get away and leave no track. What I do has a long tradition. Lot of accusations, very few convictions. Feel like a Jew, well I'm clever and I'm cool. Locking many doors, mirrors on the floor. Everything I want, but I'm always one more. Name on the games, act like I'm half insane. A runaway train, trying to explain existential pain that fills up my brain. Riding into nation to nation, given into each and every temptation. Super Glam, that's what I am. Super Glam, that's what I am. Silver tights look good under colored lights. I'm thinking that I might treat you right. But I find an undiscovered appetite. Hey, young dudes with your red, white, and quaaludes. You're beautiful and rude in the mood. I gotta say, I really like your attitude. Riding in from nation to nation, gathered into each and every temptation. Super Glam, that's what I am. 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 With a sack, get away and coming back. What I do has a long tradition. A lot of accusations, very few convictions. Feel like a Jew, well, leather and blue. I lock in many doors, lives on the floor. Everything I want, but I'm always one more. Rattling from nation to nation, gathering into each. each and every little temptation.
That is, like, so not true. Their boyfriends, like, want to fuck me. Like, oh my god. I know I'm hot and all, but, like, that is so wrong. You know? So, like, I'm not.
I ain't trying to fuck your man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you want to get mad, bitch? I don't give a damn. This is how I do, you is how I don't. Talking all this shit, but you know you really won't. When I come around the spot, feel it get it crunk, so I drop it like it's hot. I see you in the corner grilling me from over there, cause you know your boo like to hit me straight rear. Nothing up inside while he pulling on my hair. Hated the love of the underdogs right there. Ah, I ain't trying to fuck you, man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you wanna get mad, bitch, I don't give a damn. I ain't trying to fuck you, man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you wanna get mad, bitch, I don't give a damn. I ain't tryna fuck you, man. Looking at my MySpace, lotion in a tan. When he look at you, he be thinking about me. Take your bands back, bitch, now I got the key. Bust around the city, everybody know my name. Yeah, I got your man with bitch with no game. Suck a ass fool, I don't wanna wear your chain. I got my own diamond spell out in my name. And he the type of dude at me my girls laugh at. Tryna holler at me, nah, he can't have that. Need to quit talking like a bitch before I slap that. Even if I pop some pills, I wouldn't tap that. I ain't tryna fuck you, man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you wanna get mad, bitch, I don't give a damn. I ain't tryna fuck you, man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you wanna get mad, bitch, I don't give a damn. Get your ass out my face. Don't ask no question. I'm from H-Town, fool. You know what to do. We be sipping on some service. Grab your crew. I don't know why you think I wanna rape your boo. But then again, if I was you, I would hate me too. I'm a badass bitch and y'all can't get nothing. Y'all need to tell your boy something. Bitch, I ain't tryna fuck you, man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you wanna get mad, bitch, I don't give a damn. I ain't tryna fuck you, man. Everybody know he my number one fan. I done been there, done that, bitch. And you wanna get mad, bitch, I don't give a damn.
すべてに帰る。
Started that chunk of music out with Los Trendy, a song called Super Glam. Now that's got Tony Dill, or Tony 19 originally, when he was a Dill, young Dill. He told me that song was about Gary Glitter, and he's got a new trio. So I think he's playing guitar. Yeah, that's what he told me. He's a traitor. But yeah, that's a trip, because he's the best bass player. I used to really look up to him as punk, young punk rocker, and just dug the way he played and sang and everything. But if he wants to try guitar and do that, why not? You know, it's a great song. He did pretty good with the guitar. Yeah, I don't know who else. Somebody named Wedge on the bass. Anyway, after that was The Boy in a song called How to Disappear Painless. And then we had Fuck You Man, Tila Tequila. And then Huge from Boris. That's the end of the second hour. What from Pedro Show, November 27, 2007. Hold tight for hour three. November 27, 2007. It's the What from Pedro Show. And here's part 12, the thrilling conclusion of Jack Flanders and Tropical Hot Dog Night.
It's like pea soup out here.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I think I hear a cab. Hey, taxi!
Hey, that's no taxi. Look out, Daddy!
Oh, yeah? Take this, and this, and that, you dirty rats!
Man, he was shooting back.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Oh, that's no fun.
I know that guy.
The one back there.
Yeah, the guy with the Roscoe.
He was a rotten shot.
Says you. You missed the dame, too.
That's because I don't want to shoot no dames.
I think you know the score.
The score is zero.
It's all blanks.
I figured it was a game.
How did you keep your head?
I just breathe in now and then.
Hey, what's in that little black bag?
Oh, just my little mojo. Oh,
you knew it all along.
Oh, yeah. It looks like the fog is lifting.
Yeah, let's get a cup of joe.
I could do with some mocha java.
Little mojo? You son of a gun.
Here, Claudine, take another whiff.
Oh, God, what happened?
You forgot about Mojo's little mojo.
Did I say some awful things?
Oh, no, nothing I can recall.
Oh, I think I did.
Forget it. Hey, the fog is thinning out now.
Do people do this every night?
I have no idea.
I wonder what happened to the others.
They probably had a lively night.
Hey, would you like some coffee?
Oh, God, would I ever...
There's a coffee shop down the street.
Not the fat pink pussycat.
Why not?
Not this early in the morning.
Oh, you can take it. Come on, big boy.
You think you can twist me around your little finger?
Oh, I can do that. And a lot more, you big ape.
No, I shouldn't say it. You're looking the worse for the wear.
Nah, that's because I was hugging the ground, ducking your bullets, you chump.
Oh, come on. They were all blanks.
Well, now you tell me.
Oh, here comes Jack and Claudine.
My. That's one happy couple.
Oh, I wonder what they've been up to.
Dominique, don't ask.
Can I take your order?
Oh, my God. You working this morning?
Yeah, I got the early shift.
The early shift or the early shaft?
Oh, it's okay. We take siestas. What do you have?
Black coffee, please.
Well, I'll have a...
Hey, you're the bum who was trying to bum me off.
Come on, I was shooting blanks.
Yeah, me too. What would you like?
Mocha Java.
And you?
Coffee and cream, and I'll take it over there, thank you.
Whatever you say.
Hiya, Johnny.
Hi, Rosie. Have a seat.
Thanks. So? So, was it always like this?
Nah, you know it wasn't.
Well, what set it off?
I don't know, maybe global warming?
Was it?
Who knows? It wasn't anything until that hurricane.
Oh, the one that hit the island about 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, you were the one that rebuilt this town.
Yeah, I made a deal with the locals. I'd buy their island and rebuild their town. They could stay here for nothing and they could play.
Yeah, where'd you get the money?
Now, let's just say I used to design software. After the hurricane, I started hearing stories about a weird fog on Key Milagro. So I came back, and sure enough, the fog rolled in, and it was like, what the hell is this?
Were people hallucinating?
Well, it was more like dreams. But no one was complaining. This is better than TV.
How'd you find the source?
Same as your friend. Explored the island, found the swamp. Watched the fog and knew it was something weird and kind of wonderful.
Yeah, what is that fog?
Maybe the hurricane ripped a hole somewhere, like some vortex. We always think that weather has no intelligence, just natural forces at play. Maybe, but something came through and it was a monster that wanted to play.
How are you able to control it?
Are you kidding? I can't.
Come on, what's happening every night here is like out of some black and white 1940s film noir.
Yeah, I know.
So how'd you do it, Johnny?
That's my little secret.
I'll keep it.
Yeah, I tell. Somebody out there gets smart, and next thing I know, every night we're doing Mary Poppins.
I like Mary Poppins.
Me too, but don't tell anybody.
So how'd you get the monster to play?
Well, there was no getting. The monster just wants to play.
Yeah, but how'd you get it to play your movie?
Well, like I said, I'm not gonna say.
Oh, come on, Johnny, just a little hint.
Nope.
Okay, so how does it do it?
Do what?
You know, get everybody to become part of the play.
That's a monster's trade secret.
Johnny, come on. Come on, just give me something.
What are you, a cop?
I'm a librarian.
Oh. Okay, that's different. You know what memes are?
Memes?
Yeah, memes.
Yeah, they replicate themselves.
There's your hint. Well, I'm turning in. Hey, you want to turn in with me?
Oh, no. Not tonight.
It's morning.
So it is.
Maybe we get to know each other. What do you think?
Now we will see.
Good. See you around, Rosie.
So long, Johnny.
Well, what do you think?
Do you remember that song?
Which one?
Tropical Hot Dog Night?
Like two flamingos in her food fight.
Yeah, there was a line.
Everything's wrong, at the same time it's right.
Yeah, that's the line. The truth has no patterns for me tonight.
Yes, I like that.
You get to be...
With me.
And also to be the monster tonight.
Tropical Hot Dog Night.
Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro show. We started that third hour out. Watt from Pedro show. We started the third hour out with the thrilling conclusion of Jack Flanders and Tropical Hot Dog Night, Part 12. Another adventure with Jack comes to a close. Man, is he a tripper. Yeah, Meatball Fulton, the cat behind all that, starting with the early 70s. I was contacted by this cat who has something to do with the ZBS website or something. He said that Meatball Fulton has been putting out interviews that he did in the 60s and turned me on to some good spiels. I might be flowing some of that on future radio shows. After Jack there, getting done, which is the most up-to-date adventure. I think the first one was Fourth Tower Inverness in 71, 72 or something. It's amazing how the voices, after all them years, I wonder what those cats look like. Anyway, since me and my missing man are going to play with Calvin Weston, I thought I'd play some music from Calvin with the guys he's going to play with along on the 7 SoCal shows we're doing. They're going to be called Monster Cock Rally, and that was a song called Ubiquitous Manifestations Pork. And then something off Nels Klein's new album, the Nels Klein Singers. I think the record's called Draw Breath. Let me look. Yeah, Draw Breath, and that was Caved In Heart Blues. Nels Klein, amazing inspiration to me. I love him. And another one is Thurston Moore, and this is off his solo thing, his second solo record. It's called Trees Outside the Academy, and that was the title track there. Okay, Tony Mamone, bass player for Perubu. He's got his own studio in Brooklyn now called Studio G, I think. Hope I didn't fuck that up, Tony. Anyway, he's got a project called The Book of Knots. And I was on a tune, Pedro de Cleveland, on the last one, which was Volume 2, but there's going to be a Volume 3, and they're going to start recording that in San Francisco January 23, 24, 25, and Tony and the main Book of Knots man, Joel Hamilton, asked me to come on up and be part of that process. So I'm very excited about that. Oh yeah, Money Mark and John Wicks, who play with me in an improvised thing called Los Pumpkinheads. They want to record too. Just came to mind because of all this record. I want to do a lot. You know, I'm turning 50 on December 20. And I've done so many gigs in the last 10 years in proportion to not making as much works. So I want to get back in the Zen balance that way, or attempt at it. You know, pathetic. Anyway, Tony sent me a CD he's involved with called Rotary Club. He produced and God, maybe even plays on it, huh? I don't know. What's it say here? Yeah, bass percussion synthesizer. Yeah. So here's Tony Mamone with Rotary Club and their new album Vis a Vis and a song called Halfway Man. I feel a kindred spirit there. Watt from Pedro Show. Your hand, you rise above in the ether.
gasoline in the 24th hour. The dark orange sky drips tongues into the city's waiting breast, breathing out the dim flame lanes of taillights, bullying the sonnet bird-eyed prayers all the way to forever Avalon's harbor shore. The cars roll by beneath silver-bladed claws, scratching the belly of the universe one finger at a time. Her lips grind the sea through the night's purple sky. Weaves a thousand mouth bloom tendril dreams in a strand of the sleeping world's hair, whispering the verses of the spear's emerald genesis. Moths flicker the fact that some things are doomed to burn in the light beneath the observatory, sending shadows up along the bronze dome, straddling the clouds, speaking about the signs of fear, the sorrow of ages lived beneath. An unforgiving sun, the sorrow of muscle counted time, the sorrow of time. That the world moves, does not wait but moves, like the dew growing to dry across a grave. The birds are still in this last hour of night, wait for a wind to hold them up or take them down. The crack of time comes undone, and flies naked embers cross the miles of forgotten seas. These things called dreams that wait for dark to change the sky into the devil's rose. God's bright shower, sirens croon, cold cherries pass and pass, and its million defenseless eyes. Someone rings the bell to play the harp. No, the next world knows their kind. Doves nest demon trees, original man sleeps with his secrets at the bottom of the street. The car keeps with it counts, the windows riddled with silent hounds, tombstone eyelids blooming Golgotha fruit. A gray lady numbers the scars that the stars have left on her hand. She speaks to the creaking in the floor, her cigarette spindles a wounded garland unfolding across the spine of the sky. The moon sings its aria through her walls. The hungry drink with frozen teeth in the back of a 4 a.m. RTD. Jupiter shakes hurricanes to cure the coursing of their veins, to kiss the river without the breath. A Mariposa magician does card tricks for a used car salesman in the TV at dawn. The king dog fool hides heaven in a solitaire rain. The hallelujah perfume winds through the coos of Western Avenue morning dove. Gas runs through the pipes looking for a spark. The freeways turn on down and out, spreading headlights across a mermaid singing in the parking lot scene. Love pumps and hammers to the oil from the skull's barrel. The dead wind their dust through the blood, web womb of things held beyond night. The seed divides the egg. The still world dreams of sunrise and murder. Our lunar nectar falls to fill us humming mud. The hooded angel drapes our shadows on the floor. Dark water kisses dark sky. There are no sighs. There are no sighs.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Chain Keeper by Melt Banana off their Bambi's Dilemma record, the latest one, and they're on tour again in the U.S., so go and see them. They're incredible. Whoa. Last May, me and my messing man got to play with them, and what an incredible band. The guitarist who got it is Tom Watson, my guitarist, Missing Man guitarist, favorite guitarist too. And I told him that with Tom standing there, and Tom said, man, you ain't supposed to say that with me here. Or like he was kind of embarrassed, but the guy's wild. They're all great in that band. Incredible people. Before that, something trippy I got called The Perfect Rack. I think it's a Jack Brewer project. Jack Brewer, the Saccharine Trust singer, among other things. Poet from Wilmington, California. And he had some project where Greg Ginn is on the bass. I ain't heard Greg record something in a long time. Somebody told me he lives in Texas now, even. But anyway, this is from 2006, it says. And Billy Stevenson from The Descendants is on the drums. Tony Atherton from Bazooka on sax. I think Mario from Fatso Jetson on guitar. One of them. I don't know, but I should look at that, huh? But pretty amazing to hear Greg again. Yeah, Mario Lally. And Gary Arce on guitar. Do I know him? Anyway, it was like from jam sessions or something. But Jack was real intent to get this to me, and I'm glad he did. We had Sister Flo by the South French Broads before that, and we started that big chunk of music off of Rotary Club and Halfway Man. Tony Mamoni, much respect. Okay, I'm going to play you some Evangelista. This is a band of Carla Bozulich. I want all you guys, or folks, to say some healing prayers for Carla, because some idiot, she's on tour in Europe now, and some guy got on stage and punched her in the face and started beating on her. She got black eyes, but she kept playing, and she's keeping touring. And what's with that, you know? Gotta be calmer on each other. Although the cat who did it probably ain't listening, but man, Carla is the best. Does not deserve any kind of beat down like that. Watt from Pedro show. Yeah. Please. Well wishes. Good health prayers to Carla. Also my buddy, Jose. He's got some bugs in his gut over in London. And shitting his brains out. So send him his way too. I want everyone healthy. I want to get healthy in the head myself. But, man, everybody knows about the body being stricken, right? It's a nightmare. So, healing vibes flowing forth from Watt towards his people he loves. Yeah, after the truth is dark like outer space. As Evangelista and Carla having to deal with that, with some cat coming up, the, you know, the sacred, well, a sacred place like the stage. nah, it's just amazing. Yeah. Man, wake up. No hurts. No itai. After that was this Cornelius song called Music that Petra Hayden did a cappella. She was asked by the cat, the main guy, Kego, to do a cover of one of his tunes a cappella. I think it's for the next record or something, and she just did that in New York City. And she's singing in Japanese, which I know is new for her. Though if you've heard her work with Yuka, you might think it was that. But what was you could call it gibberish, which Petra kind of doesn't dig because it doesn't have meaning. But I think it's beautiful. Yeah, me and Yuka agree that don't word and meaning. Yeah, and music and sound, I don't know. It's okay. And then finally was I Be Taking Samples by Senior Salty Balls. Yeah, another Watt from Pedro show. Just Watt. Brother Matt next show. Missing a spin cycle. You know, having him come back last show, I missed it. So I tried to play some electronic on this show a little bit. I was a big Kraftwerk fan when I was a teenager. I still like them, you know. And so I should learn more about electronica. I like putting the bass to it. I just did something for Kilka with that stuff, and a cat named Hiroshi. And the bass guitar can go with that stuff. So, hope to do more. Well, this has been the November 27, 2007 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.